welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I am very grateful to be with you. This podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 14th, 2025. I get emails all the time from people all over. It's very interesting. Most people want to joust with me, you know, and fight and how can you say this and how can you leave this out and blah, blah, blah. And they have their philosophy and their religious beliefs. And these are the things that divide us in this world. We have no tolerance for people who have a different, maybe experience, much less a different point of view. And so it makes it very difficult for the average person, the mediocre means, the pedestrian mentality to really understand the way. If these people didn't have selected sayings that different people in the Bible have said, they wouldn't understand Jesus. They wouldn't understand what he was talking about. They wouldn't understand his crucifixion. They wouldn't understand any of it. They wouldn't understand their own life and their own death either. So we filter things. We try to make things pleasant and maybe understandable to our pedestrian mentality. We milk things down and water things up, and we do all sorts of crazy things with whatever is being said so it fits our basic premise, our basic IQ for a living. So Eric has written me from Colorado, and that's I'm grateful he told me. He said, "Why do I feel so lonely all the time? I'm married, I have children, but I still feel lonely." Eric, you have man disease. I have man disease. Everybody has this. I'm finding it in women too. They've been married for years. Their mate, their man, their provider dies, and then all of a sudden they're alone, and most of them are not too happy about it, and they feel lost. Some of the women in my group, though, they understand what they've been under all these years with their man, and it's more of a business relationship than it is really anything else, but that's another story altogether, and I'm not going to get into that here. The reason you feel lonely is because you're brokenhearted, and you're brokenhearted because you didn't find your soul in this life. You just didn't find it. You weren't interested in it. People are only interested in fleshly things, earthly things. They're not interested in the mystical. They're not interested in seeking a deeper, more, shall we say, significant way of living. They're just not interested. And nor do they have the basic capability to find that. They have lost their capacity for love. And when I have lost my capacity for love, I've lost my ability to understand, truly understand the bigger picture of my life. And it takes many, many lifetimes. It takes many different people going in and out of our life. It takes many circumstances and consequences, lifetimes and hundreds of lifetimes to truly understand, hey, I'm not getting it here. The way I'm living isn't getting it. And when you tell a person that the meaning of their life is beyond the self-preservations of their body and their ego and their vanity and their pride, they look at you like you're crazy. And they don't want to hear what you have to say, hence me. Most people don't want to hear any of this. It's too hard. That's the whole thing. People will say to me, the practice, your practice, it's not mine, it's the practice, it's too hard. And when we only want the easy way out, the silliness of it all, we don't mature. And most people are not very mature. There's an old story. It's a truth. There's so much truth to this story, although it's a made-up story. There was a man that was in a prison, And one of his prison buddies came to him and said, we're gonna get out of here. And if you dig down, 6 feet and then turn left and dig 100 yards, you'll be out of this prison. So the man heard this and thought to himself, okay, I have a way out. So he dug down 5 feet, turned right, and dug 2 feet and didn't get anywhere. He found himself right back where his friend was in his cell. And now the two of them were together in the prison. And his friend said, what are you doing here? Why didn't you, do what I asked and you can get out of here? And he said, it was too hard to do what you wanted me to do. It was too much effort. And, that's just the way people are. They don't want to make much effort towards maybe love, maybe kindness, maybe developing consciousness, meditating, learning how to deal with their minds. They just don't want to do that at all. They want it done for them. They want to be the doers of the doing. And in Zen, which is a very beautiful experience, it is a method, a means. You do without doing. You don't do anything for the sake of getting somewhere or having some accomplishment. You simply do without doing. You meditate not because you should or better. You meditate because you can. You give because you can. You find love because you can. And though you may have to dig out of your humanity, Eric, and dig out of what you believe and all the things that constitute the way you lived your life when you were younger or even a child, when you're willing to do that kind of inner work, that's when things begin to change. It took me years to understand all of this and do it. I understood it in the provincial form, but to really actually do it, to really have to work at it, it took years to learn how to live in the world, but not of the world. And once I realized what that was all about, it became simple and easy. Easy to avoid my stupidity, easy to avoid my cruelty, easy to avoid my temptations. It was really easy. It's not very difficult. You don't live an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You don't live for the idea of vengeance and pride. You don't nurture the difficult part of yourself, the part that is living in self-preservation. You don't do that. And once you understand what constitutes not doing that, which is a lot of things in this world that seem absolutely normal, especially in the Western world, like occupying ourselves with mundane, terrible things like movies, slasher movies, and I'm just naming things, eating food that isn't good for you, that has high in sugar and fat content, that has a definite effect on your psyche, your body, your mind, your brain, the chemicals of your brain, your testosterone, your estrogen, your dopamine. Once you understand all of that, you should read Robert Sapolsky's Behave to begin with. Once you really get that, then you will start to understand what needs be changed and how to change it in a way that helps you. But until then, we just run around wanting more than what we can afford inwardly, and that causes a great deal of pain. You feel lonely because you neglected your soul. You have a broken heart, and you neglected your authentic heart for your broken heart to feel sorry for yourself or, confused. Why be confused? Why not try something totally different? Totally living in something that is beyond the speculation of your ego. You can do this. It just takes practice, 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 and tons of patience. I hope that helped you, Eric. If you need more, just call me. No, you can. I left you my phone number. I want to thank you all for listening this week. We'll be back on the air next week. And please know, I love you dearly and forgive me. I know what I'm doing. Have a great weekend.